Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
We're out here. This is the field where the magic happens.
Betting Bites with Damon Betting. Betting Bites with Damon Benning.
Another episode of Betting Bites. Appreciate you being a part of what we do. Facebook, YouTube, X, Twitter. There's a lot of ways to get a hold of us. You can just turn the dial, go old school. Because remember, however you get us, it's still AM radio. It's ESPN AM 590. We love that. I heard that somewhere before. That sounds good. I kind of like it. However you're consuming the information, huge digital numbers on our platform. So I appreciate that. I know my partner, Ravi Lula, does as well. We try to have a good time, be entertaining. This would be different from what everybody else is doing. You get box scores any place, right? If you want box scores, well, some people just, you know, visit online sites and stuff. We try to give you some depth, little analysis. So always know that you are very much appreciated. It is an interesting time at the University of Nebraska, right? A lot of change, and it's happened in a hurry. Nebraska just finishing up pro days. They've got their men's and women's basketball teams getting ready to tip. The men tomorrow in Memphis, the women are in Corvallis, and it's exciting times. Baseball team is on a roll. Softball team coming off a victory. It is it's all good in the neighborhood right now, and change is a coming. And I guess kind of my stance the last week, ever since the news came out from the athletic department, is, you know, no one person is bigger than the institution. Folks that listen to me have long heard me say, you know, even with Coach Osborne and people like that, I never said that we attended the University of Coach Osborne and or anything like that. It was always the University of Nebraska. And sometimes I think we even need to be careful with that with Coach Rule, because he's been so good and has such a high Q rating, and, you know, typically says all the right things just because he's so authentic. But, you know, I'm always cognizant to make sure that he stays guarded and surrounded too. You know, I always kind of pray for just like good discernment and like a hedge of protection, just because it's an easy thing to do when you are so well liked, to have have seemingly little opposition, to just kind of do your own thing. So I'm always thinking about that, and I am a person that likes to pray, so I hope that doesn't offend too many people, and I can't apologize for that. Actually, I won't. But just that the leadership stays intact and focused and dialed into the same venture, because I think it's really, really important. And when you surround yourself with people that are moving in the right direction and you're unselfish, I think that's when the real power can happen. And so, as Dr. Gold, potentially, as we just heard, and Dannon and Rule and all the other coaches in the athletic department, and the people that do some of the heavy lifting that don't get a lot of the accolades, whether they be assistants or, you know, folks in the recruiting office, you know, the Ryan Callahans and the Keith Williams and the Vince Gintas and the Sean Paddens of the world, that those people stay dialed in, because Nebraska could be on the verge of something good. And I know the great X factor is always winning. You know, will football win? But when you have a lot of the other infrastructure in place, we heard Coach Rule say this yesterday. He said, I just want to be able to do my job, and I think that's how we're going to be best served, because I think Troy's going to crush it I hope that Troy crushes it as an athletic director. And I think that's what a lot of coaches want. They just want to coach football and be around their guys. And if we can free folks up to do that, that's really when we can start to see some good. Let the president do presidential things for that university. Let the chancellor do chancellor things for that university. Let the athletic director be an athletic director, right? We're not in any building projects. He's got amazing facilities. He's got three of his coaches in major sports, men's and women's basketball and football, locked up. Coach Bolt is in good shape as well. We know volleyball is a standalone, and softball and track and field do their thing. Need I talk about Coach Manning? I mean, the wrestling program on the heels of a huge national weekend, which we'll get into a little bit on tomorrow's show. We'll talk to Jessica Cootie from Memphis, and he'll dabble a little bit in the outlook for men's basketball and a little bit of wrestling. So that will be good. So what do you do with idle time? It's not idle as in we're sitting still, but a lot of the big things that athletic directors always want to accomplish are kind of in place already at Nebraska. Budget items look pretty good. Again, your coaches are in place. So it's about the coming together of ideas. What happens when I can just sit around and think? Do we think the same? Are we, if I have a good idea and you have a good idea, how do we balance each other in terms of the vision of what's going forward? And that's going to be a thing. There'll be a lot of observing in the next coming weeks with a new athletic director and a new president. And when you invite people into your house, it's important that it's clean and it's in order, right? You just don't invite random strangers in and say, hey, here I am. So hopefully Nebraska in its totality, whether it's the athletic department, the academics, the coaches, they're ready for new members to be invited into their house, because that's going to be a thing. And the continual coming together for ideas is a thing. Where can Nebraska position itself in the landscape of potentially some mega conferences? Where are we sitting with NIL? Are we bringing it in-house? And in the meantime, can we support initiatives like 1890 to give ourselves a chance to have some success with the transfer portal and player retention and acquisition, as I use those professional terms? But don't worry. Once government gets involved and we start actually doing contracts, we'll have been way ahead of the game. Don't worry. We're not there yet. Appreciate you guys being a part of what we do. I'm just spitballing here. Give us a call on the show tomorrow, 888-638-4876. We're going from 7 to 10. We're at ESPN Tri-Cities and ESPN 590. Love to hear from you. You got any questions, comments, concerns, maybe criticisms of anything that you're hearing? Let's continue to move the ball forward for the University of Nebraska. It's another episode of Benning Bites.